This is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette. As financial markets continue to teeter and more Michiganders are out of work and without health insurance, hospitals are feeling the pinch. Some hospitals up north are asking the federal government to reclassify them in order to have more costs covered for Medicare and Medicaid patients. The community hospital in Manistee is the latest to seek this status, designed to help rural hospitals remain open. IPR's Linda Steffen reports.
In Manistee, West Shore Medical Center's bottom line has swayed in recent years from red to black. Red in 2006 and 2007, then the hospital actually made money in 2008. CEO Burt Park says West Shore reined in expenses that year and added some new medical services for the community, including the latest cardiac CT scanner.
And we were the first hospital in northern Michigan to have one. Also, we have our own MRI unit now. It used to be a mobile unit. And then we also have a sleep center, which had been mobile. So those helped.
But Park says adding those new services and even trimming expenses were just temporary fixes. In fiscal year 2009, which just ended last month, the hospital once again barely broke even. And unless something was done, it would be expected to drop back into the red for 2010.
Yeah, without doing something which could include further cutting expenses.
Or adding yet more services, like they did with that sleep center and the MRI.
I would tell you, at the present time, I don't see any significant new services that help out not only in providing, you know, access to a needed service for the community for patient care, but also help you out financially.
The real problem is that patient care is getting more and more expensive, and all the time hospitals are getting paid less and less. For 10 years, Elizabeth Gertz has led the North Central Council of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, and she says hospitals are continuously losing money providing care to patients in northern Michigan.
Maybe they make a little money in the cafeteria and the gift shop, and that might offset what they lose on patient care. It's your basic nonprofit, mission-driven organization, you know.
And as you might expect, Gertz says there are more patients these days with little to no health insurance to pay for their care.
And in addition to that, those folks who have insurance through the federal programs like Medicare and Medicaid, which care for our elderly, pregnant moms, and children, those federal payment programs do not pay for the cost of care for the patients in the hospital setting.
That's where the government can and does sometimes step in to help rural hospitals steady their financial status. This is the route West Shore is now taking in Manistee. Smaller medical centers that are pretty far away from other hospitals can apply to the federal government for something called critical access status. Once a hospital is designated critical access, it actually gets paid the full cost to treat Medicare and Medicaid patients. It's the government's way of keeping small hospitals around, so people don't have to drive long distances for critical care. There are critical access facilities in Frankfort, Cadillac, and Kalkaska, and though Burt Parks doesn't yet have a certified letter in hand from the federal government, he's seen a copy of it, so it seems Manistee's West Shore is the latest regional hospital to get the designation. Critical access does have its drawbacks. The biggest seems to be that it can inhibit growth or even reverse it. Critical access hospitals are only allowed 25 inpatient beds and an average length of stay of 4 days. So offering complicated services with a longer recovery time can be problematic. And Manistee has to get rid of some of its beds in order to slide in under those limits. But Bill Jackson says for many hospitals, reducing the number of beds is much less problematic than you might think. Jackson runs the Charlevoix Area Hospital. In 2005, it slashed its bed count from 44 to 25 and became a critical access hospital, one of the largest in the region.
Physically, we just made a number of our rooms private versus semi-private.
Jackson says Charlevoix actually needs fewer hospital beds today than it did in 1955 when that hospital was built. The area's population has grown, and there is more demand for medical services, but there's also been a fundamental shift in how medicine is practiced. Compare, for example, what used to be a typical hospital stay for someone who's had a heart attack. 2 weeks. 14 days.
Bypass surgery patients are in the hospital like 3 or 4 days now. So the practice of medicine has recognized that laying in bed is not the solution for the recovery of many patients. You need to get them up and mobile as quickly as possible.
And Jackson says Charlevoix Area Hospital continues to grow, but by expanding those outpatient services, not with more beds. In Manistee, leaders of West Shore Medical Center say they continue to add doctors and to grow too, even as they shrink their hospital bed count this summer. But not every hospital in northern Michigan is faring quite so well. Elizabeth Gertz says right now many hospitals are struggling to make payroll and cutting back by not replacing workers who leave their jobs or retire. She says she's heard that several hospitals have looked into critical access status, hoping it could help them move from red to black. But her guess is most of them likely won't qualify. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.